I also wrote a chapter in a book called The Dangerous Case of Donald Trump. I was one of 23 authors. Most of the others are psychiatrists, mental health professionals. And each one is focusing on one of this man's psychiatric diagnostic issues, just the full range of problems that he has. He's a phenomenon. I mean, I would say at some point he has qualified as evil. Just yesterday, Tom Friedman in the New York Times wrote an article, and I heard his talk on it, saying there is now a red alert, danger to America, and the danger is Donald Trump. Said, how could it be? Mueller's investigation reveals that for a number of years, 13 or more Russian individual organizations were influencing, corrupting American politics. And the president gets this information and says nothing. If anything, he says, oh, the FBI were wasting time, you know, doing that when, you know, they should have been doing something else. It's again, like for his opening thing, when there's a right wing rally, he said, oh, there's good people on both sides, right wing and left wing. So here's a man who's clearly a racist, a sexist, has always been. And now it turns out that his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is being influenced not only by Russians, but by this Chinese influence. There's a lot of new evidence. I'm sure that the next phase of Mueller's investigation will take him down. I will venture to guess that Trump will be impeached from one way or other. And ideally, his whole family will be removed from public office. His vice president has the same political values, but hopefully not the same personally corrupt values. And then hopefully in the next election, we'll have a better choice than we did before.